kun jabeha jaya la dhamma dasa kun jabeha kupeha maya ki varada kupeha maya ki varada Yashoda Nanana Rajajanana Yashoda Nanana Rajajanana Yamunakira Madhava Kunjabeva Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Srimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai.
Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, are we all there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Rasam.
Rasam.
Swamishtam.
Swamishtam.
Virasam.
Rasam.
Mahantam.
Mahantam.
Stokam.
Stokam.
Evava.
Evava.
Yadrishayai va patitam.
Yadrishayai va patitam.
Gulased.
Gulased.
Ajagaro.
Ajagaro.
Kriya.
Kriya.
Gulsam sumishtam virasam.
Samishtam virasam.
Mahantam stokam eva va.
Mahantam stokam eva va.
Yajitschai, yajitschai, yai, va, patisham.
Yatita Rasam sumishtam virasam mahantam stokam eva va yajrishayai va patitam rasisa chakaloriya.
Yes, perfect.
好的，OK。你能不能从厨房那边？你往外面不擦呀？厨房那边，到时候补了看不出来。你把外面擦了，到时候万一有，很明显的。食物。
Clean and delicious.
Large quantity.
Certainly.
肯定。
Va. Neither. Yajit Chaya. Without personal agenda.
没有个人的努力。
Eva. Indeed.
确实的。Apatitam.
Obtained.
获得。Grasset.
Grasset. One should eat.
人应当吃。Ajagara. Ajagara.
Like the python.
如同蟒蛇。
Akriya. Remaining neutral without endeavor. Okay. Following the example of the python, one should give up material endeavors and accept for one's maintenance food that comes of its own accord. Whether such food be delicious or tasteless, ample or meager.
Even, 人应该效仿蟒蛇。 并除物质努力，接受自然得来的食物维持维系自己，无论食物美味还是无味，是多量多还是量少。
Okay, I think there's no purport for that. But little explanation. We read in Bhagavad Gita quite a few times, equal in happiness and distress, honor and dishonor, gain. And so here's a practical example of that.
我们在梵歌当中读到，在苦乐二境，或者是快乐还是痛苦，或面前都要一视同仁。
The python, they don't hunt, evidently. Big snakes. But at some point, some animal comes and walks like right into their mouth or something. So that they always get what they need.
有的时候呢，有的动物，就会自动来到他们面前，甚至就来到他们嘴边上，他都不惜额外的努力。So
we have a few examples in the Bhagavatam. I think Prahlad, he met one man that was just lying there like a python, but he was healthy and fatty. He just, whatever food came his way, he took it. Otherwise, he didn't, he made no endeavor.
就是有一个国大人呢，有一个例子，很辣的，就遇到一个人。这个人呢，他就在那里，就是他不用，不会为食物做什么努力。
So it's interesting. It says how the food, well, even if the food is very no good taste.Are very good. Doesn't matter. You just take what you get.
所以呢，就是不管这个食物到底它的味道如何，这人呢，他就会都会吃下去。
Modern day, everyone is just looking for the best tasting food. You know, traveling, depending on how much money they have, traveling all over the world.
当今年代呢？人们就不辞辛劳的，就为了一点点就是好吃的，他们就会实际上，这全世界的人呢，都是为了食物在奔波着，为了他们满足他们的舌头。
And then getting upset, you know, if something isn't really wonderful, tasty.
如果呢，这个味道。不合他们的意的话，他们就会感到很生气。
So we should be renounced, not so concerned.
因此，我们应当弃绝，不应当。
Man, sometimes we lose. You know. Sometimes people praise us. Sometimes they criticize. We shouldn't get up.Shouldn't get excited about either one.
有的时候人们赞美褒扬我们，有的时候又贬低我们。无论是哪一种情况，我们都不应该为此而感到激动兴奋。
Because all these conditions in the material world, they're all going to change sooner or later, probably sooner. So. We get attached, then it changes, and we're unhappy.
因为这些情况都是迟早都会变化的。如果我们依附的话，我们就会受打扰。
Okay, shaita ani burini niraharon tapkama yari no panaye graso mahahir iva dishta book.If at any time food does not come, a saintly person should fast for many days without making endeavor. He should understand that by God's arrangement, he must fast. Thus, following the example of the python, he should remain peaceful and patient.
译文：如果一直没有得到吃的，圣人就该戒食数日，不做什么努力。他应该明白，即是神的安排。他必须戒食，如此他才效仿蟒蛇，始终保持平和，具有耐心。
Okay, in the previous verse, there's the word yajichchaya, so that's an important word, Sanskrit word.
在上个世界当中，亚居士查亚是一个重要的范词。
亚居士查亚，丘帕帕南，苏尔格多拉姆帕比坦，苏基纳，这。So Krishna is saying, Arjuna, Kshatriyas are happy when they can fight, even if they're not looking for a fight. That's one. Anyway, it means automatically. What comes automatically?
我意思就是说，自动到来。
So we find that word many, many times. It means independently, automatically. It's chaya. Don't be worried. Take whatever comes, because that's the will of the Lord.
不用担心，无论
自动。
就无论自动带来什么就接受就好了，这都是命运的意愿。
So, good religion, remember, without difficulty, you ditch China, whatever comes on the mountain. Because it says we have predestined automatic happiness and distress by our previous karma. In this lifetime we'll have so much happiness, so much distress, so we should just accept those things as they come and go and seek spiritual progress.
因为我们过往的 karma， 就我们应当得到多少快乐和痛苦，这都是命中注定了的。所以呢，我们就应该不为此而受到打扰，而去寻求宁静的进步。
Okay, I'll go back.Her part, verse 3. If at any time, first, food does not come, saintly person should fast. Purport. If by God's arrangement one is forced to suffer material hardship, he should think, due to my past sinful activity, I'm now being punished.In this way, God is mercifully making me humble. The word saita means one should remain peaceful and patient without mental agitation. Dishtabuk means one must accept the personality of Godhead as a supreme controller and not foolishly give up one's faith due to material inconvenience. Tate nukampan susamik samano punjana evatma kritam vipakam.A devotee of the Lord always accepts material hardship as the mercy of Lord Krishna. Thus he becomes eligible for supreme liberation.
Thank you. 在神的安排下，人被迫遭受物质困苦，就该这么想。由于我过往的罪恶活动，我仍曾经在受到惩罚。如此，神仁慈地使我变得谦卑。当时三一卡意思是人该始终心平气和，既有耐心。第一卡意思是应该把人格守神接受为至尊控制者，不要因为物质麻烦而愚蠢地放弃信心。卡在你安坦苏三米山那努恩扎那一瓦水坦阿卡，主的奉献者总是把物质困苦接受为主会是那的仁慈。因此他有资格获得最高的解脱。
Okay, so this verse is quoted from the Bhagavatam, a very important one. It's quoted many, many times.
Yeah, 就当你述的这《圣严的大法坛》很著名的一个诗节，这个被反反复复的被引述。
Can you find it? 10th yes. Chapter 14, verse
8. 这是古加瓦坛的第十篇第十四章。
Tatenukampan susamik samano punjana evatma kritam vipakam.Yat vidvag vapuvir vidadam namaste jivete yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Translation. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy on him, all the while patiently suffering the results of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances within his heart.Words and body is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim.
你们，我亲爱的至尊主，持真诚的等待您赐予没有缘故的仁慈，并耐心的承受自己过去罪行遭致的痛苦反应，同时用自己的身心化恭敬的向您致敬，谁无疑有资格获得解脱。 因为那已经成为他的合法权利。
So that's the thing. Life is not easy, but if we're trying to serve Krishna, it may be difficult. We may have trouble here and there from, you know, different from miseries. But if we just patiently wait, eventually, at some point, we get whatever mercy is. We're always getting the mercy of Krishna.
生命不容易。在服务的过程当中呢，会遇到困难麻烦，但是应该耐心的等待着，迟早会获得主 Krishna 的仁慈。
So Srila Swami explains in his commentary that just like a legitimate son simply has to wait, stay alive to get the inheritance of his father. If we remain alive in Krishna consciousness, following the regulative principles, automatically we get the mercy of the Supreme Lord.
圣师巴索尼在他的注释中解释，一个合法生出的儿子要得到父亲的遗产，只需继续活着就行了。同样，人只要继续怀着 Krishna 知觉活着，遵守放爱瑜伽 Bhakti Yoga 的规范原则，自然就变得有资格获得神得守神的仁慈。
In other words, you can go back to Godhead.
换句话说，他将被提升到神的王国去。
A lot of people may say so many things about going back to Godhead, but here it's telling you, according to Srimad Bhagavatam.
很多人都在谈有回归神手，但这里的就指出了这个资格。
You have to stay on the path. That's just keep moving, practicing Bhakti Yoga.
必须得留在这条道路上，不断的前进，在 Bhakti Yoga 的道路上前进。
Then the word Sumit Samana awaits the mercy of the Lord, even if suffering the painful reactions of his past sinful activity. So that's an advanced stage. The devotee was suffering, we think, well, this is my karma. It's something, you know, I'm suffering a reaction to my previous activities, not blaming anybody anymore.
像我们
真诚
的希望苏三尼亚曼纳，以及是指奉献着真诚的等待至尊主的仁慈，哪怕是在承受之前罪恶活动痛苦结果也不例外。
Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that a devotee who fully surrenders is no longer liable to suffer the reactions of his previous karma, because But in his mind, a devotee may still maintain the remnants of his previous sinful mentality. The Lord removes that, the last enjoying spirit, by giving the devotee punishments.
但这篇记载对 Krishna 解释说，奉献者只要全心投靠他，就不会再受业报之苦。然而，由于奉献者心中也许还留有之前的罪恶心态，至尊主便通过给他的奉献者有时可能是类似恶报的惩罚，彻底清除奉献者想要感恩享乐的心态。
You give punishment that might resemble sinful reactions, but it's not exactly sinful reactions. The purpose of the entire creation of the Lord is to rectify the living entity's tendency to enjoy without the Lord. Therefore, the particular punishment is specifically designed to change our mentality so we won't try to do these stupid things anymore.
去惩罚好像是以前的恶报，但实际上不是。 人的不创造目的是纠正我们在排除知情有的情况下享受的倾向，只针对一种自我活动所给予的特定惩罚，就是计划减少最终从事那种活动的心态。
Although a devotee has surrendered to the Lord, devotional service, until he's completely perfect in Krishna consciousness, he might have some slight inclination to enjoy the false happiness of this world. The Lord therefore creates a situation to eradicate this remaining enjoying spirit.
尽管一个奉献者已经交出自己为 Krishna 至尊主做奉献服务，但直到他完美的弃有了全部的 Krishna 之觉，他还有可能留有少量的享受这世假虚假快乐的倾向。
This unhappiness suffered by a sincere devotee is technically not a karmic reaction. It is the Lord's special mercy for inducing the devotee to completely let go of the material world and return home back to Godhead. Very interesting.
真诚奉献者承受的这种不快乐，从专业角度并非业报，而是至尊主为敦促奉献者完全放开物质世界，以重返家园，回到神手身边所给予的特殊仁慈。
Therefore, a devotee sincerely wants to go back to Krishna's abode. Therefore, he accepts the Lord's merciful punishment and continues offering respects and obeisances to the Lord with his heart, words, and body. Such a bona fide servant of the Lord.Considering all hardships a small price to pay for gaining the personal association of the Lord, certainly becomes a legitimate son of God, as indicated here by the word Daya Bak.
真诚的奉献者认真期待返回至尊主的住所，所以自愿接受至尊主仁慈的给予的惩罚，继续用自己的身口意向至尊主致敬。至尊主的这种真正的仆人认为所有的艰难困苦都不过是为得到至尊主本人的怜悯所要付出的一点点代价而已。正如这世节中用的佛法继承人 Daya Bak 一词表明的。
Just as one cannot approach his son without becoming fire, one cannot approach the supreme pure Lord Krishna withoutundergoing a rigid purificatory process.
不仿佛必定成人的真正的儿子，不变如此就无法接近太阳。同样，经历严格的进化过程，无法接近至纯至粹的主 Krishna。
Which may appear like suffering, but in fact is a curative treatment administered by the personal hand of the Lord.
那境况不也许显得像是在受苦，但事实上是至尊主亲手实施的治疗。
So I'm sure we've all experienced.Sometimes we go to the doctor, and the doctor has to do something that hurts in order to fix, right?
我们都有这种体验。我们去看大夫，然后大夫呢给我们所采取的这种手段，好像是给我们带来了伤害，但实际上是为了给我们调整。
Like a boil, for instance, you know.To squeeze it sometimes, so it hurts for a few seconds, but it's actually good. You say you break a bone, they have to twist it to put it back, so it's painful. But then once it's fixed, it's good.
比如说身上长了个疖子，那可能会把那疖子去掉，但是让你很疼痛，或者是你那个骨头，就是脱臼了，或者是错位了，然后要把它恢复的时候呢，你可能会觉得挺疼的，但一旦它恢复的话就很舒服了。
I guess we can understand better. There was one devotee in China.I don't remember his name. He's very good at acupuncture.
中国呢有一个很擅长治疗的，给大家扎针灸的大夫。
And sometimes it's very.
Yeah, 有的时候的很疼痛。
And if we tell him, oh, it hurts, he says, good, good, good. But then afterward, you feel so much better. You know, the pain is only for a few minutes, but the result is for a long time. Beautiful.
但是疼也就疼上几分钟，过后了你会觉得非常的舒服，结果是非常好的。
More like, you know, sometimes we don't want to get up in the morning, but if we get up and chant, then we feel really good. So it was a little difficult getting up. You know, we were tired, it might have been warm in the bed. But after we get up and chant, then we feel really happy.
就比如说清晨早起，有的时候觉得挺难的，被窝里很温暖，就不想起来。但一旦起床之后呢，就开始念诵，啊，这时候会觉得非常的快乐。
Okay, so let's go. Then we can go to text forums.Oja saho bala yutam vibradeham karmakam shayano vita nidrascha nihe tendriyanavan. Saintly person should remain peaceful and materially inactive, maintaining his body without much endeavor. Even though possessed of full sensual, mental, and physical strength,A saintly person should not become active for material gain, but rather should always remain alert for his actual self-interest.
一本圣人发起中行，或不起，不要再为起，自己把他们两心痛，痛点遭到了变形，去流失而速。
And also, the word vita nidra means nidra means sleep or ignorance, and vita means freed from. In other words, the transcendentalist should always be awake to his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and carefully cultivate Krishna consciousness.
世界的 vita nidra 十分关键。尼者的意思是睡眠或无知，尼者的意思是从什么解脱出来，也就是说超人主义者应当始终留意自己跟非自身各省城的有无关系，小心可以培养非省自主。
Being confident of his relationshipwith the Lord, he should not endeavor for his personal maintenance, knowing that the Lord is protecting him at all times. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states that the example of the python is given so that one will not uselessly waste his time in bodily maintenance.
既然切近关系，他 他就不该为了一己的生存竭力奋斗，而应该明白主在全方位保他。是了 Vishwan 的 Chakravat Prophecy 例举了蟒蛇的例子，是为了说明人不要在维持期里上浪费时间。
We should not think, however, that the purpose of life is to lie on the ground like a python or to make a show of starving the body. The example of the python should not encourage one to become completely inactive. So that's an important explanation.
人不应该认为生命目的是像蟒蛇一样躺在地上做模作样的忍饥挨饿。蟒蛇例子不是鼓励人们无所事事，而是人应当积极活跃地提起灵性进步。
If we become completely inactive, then that's sleep, darkness of ignorance, in which one remains asleep to his identity as an eternal servant of the personality of God.
人不变得懒惰，无所事事，做着捏着，名为无知，深陷其中的中，并败绩，是人得守神的永恒活人的身份。
Transcendentalist is eager to execute his service to the Lord.Therefore, he is grateful when the Lord provides material facilities for such service. Mere renunciation of the material world is palgu vairagya, or an immature stage of spiritual understanding. One must come to the stage of yukta vairagya, engaging everything in the service of Lord Krishna.
超然主者切望服务主。因此他感谢主为这种服务提供物质便利。一位弃绝物质世界叫做 Palgu Vairagya， 不成熟的灵性理解阶段。
In our practical experience, in spreading Krishna consciousness automatically receivesall facilities for his personal maintenance.
您应当达到 Yukta Vairagya， 把一切用来服务主 Krishna 的境界。从实际上看到，全身心传播 Krishna 智觉的奉献者，自动得到维持个人生存的所有便利。
All right.So we'll stop with that and see what kind of questions you can come up with. This is a very basic and very important understanding because there's so much confusion. Mayavadis interpret these things that you shouldn't do anything, you should just sit and do nothing. But that we have to separate material from spiritual. So no material...No endeavors for getting personal sense gratification. But for Krishna's pleasure, devotees are busy.
Mayavadi 的无所救的我们那坐着的区分开电影物质的就是我的在理性上的他们不为个人共享想的这个活动，而他们积极的为个人快乐活动。
Okay, any questions?
问题。There's no question of maybe they should wait.
Any questions coming?
No, not yet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Today, the full moon is coming tomorrow or the next one.
No, there's no question today in the room.
Really? Amazing. You have to put that on the calendar. That's the first time for everything. No? Okay, so everybody knows it's the perfect month. We should always be, for devotees, the basic things that they tell people to do for Purushottam, we're already doing. Getting up early, chanting, taking baths, reading scriptures, taking prasadam.
为 Krishna 所做的这个继续做早起沐浴 念诵沙的 The question is Krishna 是一个不见自己的名字频道记得吗 Krishna is the Krishna is an advanced person will never judge and criticize others, right?
Okay. So what exactly is the question?
The question is that whether is it true that advanced person will never judge others and never criticize others?
It should be.
You guys should.
Qualities of a devotee, then you'll see, you know, a real devotee, but someone may be making spiritual advancement, but like this purport is saying, we still have some of our bad karma hanging around. So they may sometimes act in the wrong way or something. But not attached to that, but somehow or other, and then they keep going, Krishna will gradually take away all those bad habits.
Mm-hmm. 不好的业报，他有可能会犯错误，但是不应当依附，而应该继续的前进。逐渐的呢， Krishna 就会拿走他所有的不好的恶习。Okay. And the next day is next question.
Yeah.
第二个后面面对别人的批评该如何应对 What should we do in front of criticism being criticized by others?
What should I do if I've been criticized by others?
Yes.
Well, you should tolerate. You should feel sorry for people that are criticizing because they will get some bad reaction. The karma is that if I criticize someone, I get the bad qualities that I'm criticizing, even if it's true that they have.
去批评别人会得到恶报，就是如果我批评别人，那么我会得到别人的不良品质。即便说我说的是正确，我说的我批评的是对的，也会得到我所批评的那个人的坏的品质。
And the person we criticize gets our good qualities. So it's better not to criticize.
而且被我们批评的那个人会得到我们身上的好品质，所以最好就是不要批评。
That's why the Bhagavad Gita, I just mentioned this first, it says equal in happiness and equal in praise and blame, equal in honor and dishonor. So no one gets upset if someone's praising them, but if we accept praise, we'll have to accept criticism also. It's just, that would be just natural. We can't just, the material world is like that. Alright, so equal and happy, read those verses in chapter 12 and it comes up throughout the Bhagavad Gita. Undisturbed by honor and dishonor, victory and defeat, praise and blame, you know, victory and defeat, all those things, they come and go all the time in the material world. So whatever, we should be trying to pray to Krishna. And if someone is criticizing, then we should feel sorry for them that they're wasting their life just criticizing, because that's low class, looking for fault in everybody. We should be looking for the good.
Next one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your Jaya partner, Devadasi, Hari Bol, 咱亲爱的胡马尔陈田内讲述，您今天提到很重要的要点，我们应当把 Krishna 的考验看成是甜美的仁慈。很多时候我们很难联想到，特别是陷入在那种状态当中的时候，如果提醒自己，让自己保持在 Krishna 的知觉中， 为所谓的现状所打扰泰然处之感恩的仁慈。How do some people demand as sweet nature? You mentioned that it's very important. It's very important. It's very important that we should to regard Krishna's test as sweet mercy, but many times it's very difficult for us to think like that, especially when we are stuck in that difficulty. So how should I remind myself and keep myself in Krishna consciousness, not disturbed by the present situation?
We have to pray, you know, Krishna, please help me. Let me, you know, what is I supposed to learn from this? Whatever, good or bad. The same, you know, thing is, what if something's going very good? Then do we think, oh, I'm very great. Krishna is giving me so much mercy because I'm such a great devotee. No, then we should just think, I don't deserve this. A devotee, and a really advanced devotee, will think, if he's suffering, then I deserve much more suffering.
那修行者应当是这么想，就是我本来应该是受更多的苦的。
And if things are going very good, he should think, I don't deserve this, but Krishna has given them, how can I use this in Krishna's service?
如果顺境的时候，我们在想，我们根本不配得到这个。那我应该怎么应用这种情况来做更多的服务呢？
Okay.
Okay. 那这样的回答可以吗？
Okay, so I think we're having a little trouble with the internet. I'm getting a big rain here. So maybe we can stop, unless you have more questions.
We'll have another question.
Okay.
下面问题是陈娟，深深敬拜，孤点感恩翻译主持，如果工作认真就不记得 Krishna， 如果食物想会那不就变得工作不认真了吗？怎样练习用躯体工作心里不忘 Krishna 呢？这种想法对吗？ So this is a new variety. So you said a business to Gurudev. Thank you for the host. If I work very seriously, I will not remember Krishna.If I remember Krishna, then I will not work very seriously. How can I practice to work by my body, but in my heart I can remember Krishna?
You practice, but just like a man is working and nobody's thinking of his children or his wife or his girlfriend, you know.
就得练习，就像一个男子在工作，心里头想着他的女朋友，想着他的妻儿。
So we have to practice, but we're offering results of our work to Krishna. Depending on what kind of work you do, of course, you have to think about your work. You know, you can't just say Krishna, Krishna. Krishna told Arjuna, "You fight. Think of me and fight."Think of Krishna means, okay, Krishna asked me to fight. Krishna gave me
this job, he gave me this work, I'll just do it.
And I'll do it. 就像 Krishna 告诉 Arjuna 你去作战我们工作的时候就想着这是工作是 Krishna 让我去做的这个作战的任务是 Krishna 让我去做的我要把结果供奉给 Krishna
OK That's how you know Same question, it's probably the same devotee every week. But we just have to try to offer everything to Krishna. If we get up early, if we chant our rounds before and we read a little bit, then automatically we can keep our mind on Krishna throughout the day. We have to do, you know, we have to balance. So if we read and chant properly, then when we do work,You know, we'll understand, we won't feel so distressed. And if you have a job that you really hate your job, and you know, you can find a different job that doesn't disturb you so much.
如果我们早起念诵读书，就会自动的想着 Krishna。我们在工作的时候也会自动的想着 Krishna。
All right.
这个回答可以吗？
Okay. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri. Swayavang Yao Guyu Ju.We, they, Sankha, Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Okay? And I think we got cut off anyway. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the connection is breaking up, so I can't hear you properly.
Okay.
Bye-bye.